Of course, I do appreciate at times when I've been in other places, other churches in the area, the folks here at Truth, the choir, and folks coming and supporting those meetings and being a part of those meetings and being a help in those meetings. That's been a great blessing. Thank you for that. And it's been my honor to be here. I thought about Brother Winkler, what he always says. He said, I know there's thousands of Baptist preachers you could have had and hundreds of evangelists, but I appreciate the privilege to be here in these days. Thank you, Brother Toby, for the kind invitation to come and to be a part of the services in these days, as well as all the other years that we've been coming, and I don't know where they went. They just passed us by. It's amazing. It is amazing. Brother Dixon said last time I was with him in meeting, before he left there at Mount Olive, he said, life's got a way of running out on you. And it does do Amen. That. Life has a way Amen. Of running out. And it will on all of us, and regardless of our social standing. But I appreciate the privilege to be here. And thank you for your prayers before we got here, while we've been here. And I trust you'll continue to pray for us in the days ahead. Thank Amen. You so much for that.
Amen.
Well, I want to read tonight from Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. I want to ask you to stand. If you want to, you can. But I'm going to read several verses tonight. So I don't want to tire you by asking you to stand. If you want to, that's you're welcome to do that. But I want to read several verses, more verses than I normally do tonight. Of course, I'm glad the Bible said give attendance to reading. And so we're just going to take some time to read tonight. Give a little attendance to reading tonight. But it's a familiar story, but let's look at it tonight and then just mention a thing or two out of it tonight if the Lord would be my helper and that you will pray for us tonight. Mark chapter 5, I want to begin reading with verse 21 and then read the remaining part of the chapter. So we're looking at 20 plus verses tonight to read, and so I trust tonight you'll follow along if you have your Bible. If not, you'll listen and we'll do our best to read to you. Thus saith the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't it good to have a Bible?
Amen.
Isn't it good to have a copy of the Word of God?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I believe it to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God.
Amen.
I believe it is what God wants to say to us.
Amen.
I believe it's without mixture of error. I believe this King James Bible is God's Word.
Amen.
Don't believe
Amen.
It's just in the original manuscripts. This is God's Word. We have the Word of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I sure am grateful for that, aren't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
So I appreciate that fact tonight. And thankful for it. And one fellow said years ago, it's the best thing you've had in your hand today is this precious Word of
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord. All right, let's look at verse 21 of Mark chapter 5. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Amen.
For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes?
Amen.
And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Thank God.
Go in peace.
Thank God.
Be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there come from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which saith, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?
Amen.
And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that weep and wailed greatly. When he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother, the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth into the end where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is by being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Straightway the damsel rose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Lord, we love you tonight. We appreciate the privilege to pray. We're grateful for the week, the night. We're grateful for the Word of God that you preserved this generation and the portion you've directed our heart to. I pray now, as I endeavor to stand before this congregation, a dying man, standing before dying men, women, boys, and girls, would you anoint me with that touch that a man can't preach without? Would you use this for your honor and your glory? Would you say through me what you want this congregation to hear tonight? And may the Word of God find lodging in our lives. May, Lord, the conviction, our Lord, be brought to the sinner and then conversion. May the saints, Lord, be refreshed, revived, renewed, reproved. May we leave here bettered by coming tonight. May your will be wrought in each of us. May every soul be subject to the power of God and obedient to the Holy Spirit. And above everything, may your name be magnified and glorified among us. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. For I ask everything in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, we've been preaching since Wednesday night, as Brother Toby mentioned before I got up, on At the Point. Three times I said on Wednesday night in your King James Bible is that little phrase, At the Point. And all three times it was referring to being at the point of death. Esau said in Genesis, I am at the point to die. When he looked at Jacob and wanted Jacob to feed him with that pottage, he said, sell me a birthright. And he said, why not? Thank God, I am at the point to die, so what good would this birthright do me? But he found out later on, my friend, when he would have inherited or received a blessing, oh, that he was refused and rejected. Hebrews said he found no place of repentance, but sought it carefully with tears.
Amen.
May I say to you tonight, there are some blessings. There are some eternal rewards.
Amen.
There are some things that the child of God can miss out upon and never gain and never recover.
Amen.
And never get back. Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hear me, friend. And how many folks, my friend, live for the now and now? How many folks, my friend, sell out for a mess of pottage or a morsel of meat and miss, thank God, the birthright, the blessing, miss the eternal, miss, my friend, the spiritual, miss the things that are most important,
amen.
In their life.
Amen.
There's probably some folk that have reached the last night of this revival that during the week, during one of the nights, or all of the nights, thank God, have sat here and chosen the wrong path, have chosen the flesh instead of the spirit, have chosen
Have I, friend, have a friendship? Have I, friend, that pertain to this life instead of the ones that pertain to that life? And now, tonight, you can't go back and get that blessing that you could have had the other four nights. Amen. If that's the case, get what you can tonight. Whatever the Lord puts in your hand, within God, your ability to receive tonight, you're to humble yourself and take it tonight.
Amen.
Or you may let this meeting close. May let this night go by and say this ain't the first time. Well, my, hey God, Esau wiped his mouth. I despised his birthright. Never thought about it the second time. I'm telling you, friend, hey God, the wooing of the Spirit, the voice of God, speaking to you, the Word of God, touching your heart, and you know it. In your soul, that you needed to do something about your spiritual condition, but you've said all week and not done a thing, and there might come a day that you like to have it back, like to have that place of repentance, like to have that opportunity, but there'll be none. Hey God, though you seek it carefully, will the tears. Amen.
Yes,
now, folks say, well, as long as there's life, there's hope. Not necessarily.
No,
I've been with folks on the deathbed.
Yes.
Thank God that was looking death square in the face. It was imminent. It was so close. Thank God you could feel it in the room. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And they had no sense. Thank God of godless sorrow. And they have no sense. Thank God of a space to repent. And they have no sense of faith towards God. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. I'm telling you, you don't get saved on your terms. You don't get right on your terms. You do it on God's terms. And if He don't open the door, He don't give us space to repent. Thank God. Are you hearing me? If He don't draw, you don't come.
Amen.
Amen. Esau said, I'm at the point to die. He wasn't at the point to die. His flesh made him think he was at the point to die.
Amen.
Oh my. And so he chose to eat that mess of littles of that pottage. Hey God, and give Jacob or forfeit or sell him his birthright.
Amen.
Amen. Not trying to replace what I preach. I'm just trying to bring it speed.
Amen.
Am I listening tonight?
Amen.
And then on Thursday night or last night, we looked at that point again out of John's Gospel, chapter 4. And it's almost much like what we've read here tonight. Thank God. The Bible said there was a nobleman who had a son that was at the point of death. The nobleman lived in the Capernaum, thank God, which is a city in Galilee, thank God, and he made the trip from Capernaum down to Cana, where he and the rest of the Galileans had heard Jesus had come to. Amen? Oh my, isn't it amazing? Here's the crowd, thank God, and at Capernaum. Are you listening? Thank God, when Jesus in Luke chapter 4, thank God, I spoke to them. Hey God, they wanted to take him to the edge of the cliff and throw him off. Are y'all hearing me? They first said, hey God, when he first started speaking, hey God, mild and gracious words that proceed from the lips of this man. Amen. Hey God, but when he got down where they were living, and then they decided they would kill him. Hey God, but now they're coming to him. Hey God, for needs of their life. As I said, they've been provoked to jealousy by the Judeans and the way they acted toward Christ. Hey God, and they said if he can preach and do miracles down there, surely he can do something for us. Hey God, so they're now more willing to receive him.
Amen.
And hey God, this nobleman makes that day's journey, thank God, from Capernaum to Cana, and asked the Lord, thank God, about coming down and healing his son, Jesus.
Amen.
says, you won't believe unless you see a miracles or signs and wonders. Amen. And he says, sir, come down, unless my child die.
Amen.
Thank God. And so, how can I say to you, this nobleman, though his son was at the point of death, he was at the point of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Faith's not what you can see. Thank God, faith's not to, I believe in a miracle. Oh my.
Amen.
Thank God, a sign or a wonder.
Amen.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes,
the Jews seek a sign, the Greeks after wisdom. I seek after wisdom. Thank God. But we know that the preaching of the cross and the preaching of the Word of God is what brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Don't mean everybody gets faith every time Brother Toby Powers preaches on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night, or when I come by once a year and preach 5 nights. Hey, God, no. Hey, God, oh, no. It is the Word of faith which we preach. Hey, God, but everybody does not hear the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
You see, because you got to get to the place, I bet you hear more than me and more than him or more than any other preacher. You got to hear God talking through us.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
God's got to speak it to your heart.
Amen.
That is the word of faith. That is the word that brings faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his name. Thank God. And so this man believed the Lord. The Lord said, go thy way and thy son liveth. And he believed what Jesus said and turned around and headed back up to Capernaum. I'm taking Christ at his word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's where modern and mass evangelism misses it. Thank God they think just because, thank God they show somebody what this word says and they say they believe it, that makes them say, it's not this written word. Thank God I received by the carnal mind how that saves you. It is the engrafted word whereby it is able how to save your soul.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The words when God preaches to you, when God speaks his word to you, God makes it real to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he went the next day and asked his servant, when did this boy get well? And they said, 7th hour yesterday. He said, as Jesus said, that's the same hour Jesus said he lives.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't slowly progress and finally get better a week or two later. At the moment Jesus said it, thank God, it was done. Well, bless his name. It may take you a while to get to a place, thank God, of true heart repentance and faith toward God. But if you ever get to that place, that you surrender it all, that you trust him by faith, that you commit completely unto him, it is immediate.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God don't put you on probation. God don't give you a 7 or 12 or 13 step program. How to follow. He saves you then. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, God, it happens then. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless his name. So this man was at the point of faith. Amen. You'd be amazed at the people and what they have placed their confidence, their trust, and their so-called faith in when it comes to salvation. When it comes out of believing Christ.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Everything but his word.
Amen.
Everything but what he said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I used to love years ago, and when I was a boy, I'm sure, hey, God, Brother Toby probably had some of the same experiences. Hey, God, it's about all faded out now. Hey, God, school starts the first day, 2 days. Hey, God, first week of August in most places. How about used to us, when I was a young preacher boy, and even further than that, hey, God, most revivals, June, July, August, especially July and August. Hey, God, went to the 3rd, 4th Sunday. Hey, God, most of our day and night services. And a lot of times in them day services, thank God, they'd have experience experience meeting, what they call, everybody tell their experience. Ain't gone testimony meeting. Ain't gone, it is good, it didn't get rich. Amen.
Yeah.
Ain't gone, hey, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Now since then, this modern generation, ain't gone, I get a little scared when they're going to give. Ain't gone an experience meeting. Are y'all hearing me? It's amazing what they'll tell. A foreign experience. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want them to describe, ain't gone, as their means of trusting Christ. And can I say to you, anything other and anything less, I've been trusted what he told you. I've been come from the Word of God. You better jerk it tonight.
Yeah.
It's not a faith.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Are you listening? Oh, are you listening?
Amen.
Amen. So he was at point of faith. Can I preach just a moment tonight? I've done preached a long time.
Yeah,
I'll be ready to go to the house.
Preach on.
Amen. Bless his name. Amen. And I feel weak tonight. And I feel little tonight to stand in this place where this man of God stands in week in and week out. Amen. Oh, am I standing in his shoes and stand where other men have stood, even those that he had over the weekend, this he's had in days gone by. What am I to come behind them and try to preach? Amen. God, I'm amazed you didn't sit here and listen to me tonight. But here I am. Here I am. Amen. Thank God. Oh, my style, my delivery is out of style in a lot of places. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. But just the way God gave it to me, Brother Cook used to say, if I had a smoother way of doing it, I'd do it. But I just give it to you like God gives it to me.
Amen.
That's just the way I do. Thank God, I just picked up the mantle up from the old men of God like Elisha did from Elijah and went back to the Jordan River and smote it just like he seen Elijah smite it and say, where he is? I'm the Lord God of Elijah. That's all I've done. I just picked up a mantle from those that were ahead of me. I don't reckon I'm trying to mend it. I ain't got one of them. I'll be a carbon copy of one of them, but just breathe in that spirit. I ain't got in that frame of mind like they did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, here we are.
Yes, sir, brother.
At the point.
Amen. Amen. So, Esau's at the point to die, he said, but really he's at the point of failure. At the point of folly. The nobleman's son was at the point of death, but the nobleman himself was at the point of faith. And he did receive faith. He did believe God. He
Amen.
Did believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his whole house. And here's Jairus. And can I just preach just a moment tonight about him? Again, this phrase is mentioned at the point, and he's at the point of fear.
Yes.
Amen.
He's at the point of fear. Is Jairus. Now, reading Mark chapter 5, Matthew chapter 9, and Luke chapter 9, we find that Jesus has been over in the country of the Gadarenes. And he has cast the devils or the demons out of the maniac of Gadara.
Amen.
And the next time we see the maniac of Gadara that no man could tame, who cut himself with stones and wandered through the tombs, thank God, at night and cried, he was clothed and in his right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
And there's enough devils in that one man to kill a whole herd of swine. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody listening?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Mitchell used to say, hey, God, the Lord permitted the devils to go in the swine. They ran to the sea and were choked. They died. But the devils didn't drown.
Amen.
Just the pigs.
Amen.
The devil swam out on the other side and started preaching water baptismal regeneration or the way of salvation. Is anybody listening?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And it is a damnable doctrine, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true. It's untrue.
Right.
It is untrue.
Right.
Amen. They call it Church of Christ. It used to be Camelites. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Right.
And of course, the fellow that started that, thank God, Camel. Amen. Thank God, was a disgruntled and dissatisfied.
Yeah. A lot of them,
aren't you? Amen. Yeah. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. And so, here Jesus is there, and thank God that man is healed. But the Bible said that crowd says, depart from us.
Right.
Leave us alone. Go back across the sea. We don't want you in our coast.
Amen.
What the Bible said in in Mark here, and again in Luke chapter 9.
Amen.
So where we began reading tonight was Jesus has got in that ship and come back across the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible said, in Luke's Gospel says it this way, and the people were waiting for him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
I know some people that's waiting on him tonight.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Can I say, hey God, no, everybody does not accept him. Everybody does not want him tonight. There are people, there are regions, there are nations, there are those that have refused him tonight. But aren't you glad there's somebody that wants him tonight? As a matter of fact, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, but his own received him not. And then it didn't stop there. But as many as received him, to them gave he power how to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God.
Hallelujah.
That's us tonight.
Amen.
My little daughter, life at the point of death, Jairus is one of those waiting for him. And he falls down at Jesus' feet. Jairus is the ruler of the synagogue. The nobleman that came to him in John chapter 4 was part of the royal family, part of the hierarchy, part of the government, the politicians of that day. But here, thank God, it's Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. Are you hearing me? Thank God, the one in charge of the synagogue. Am I being rude? But Jairus, like the nobleman, had a daughter that was sick. The nobleman had a son that was sick. I'm telling you, thank God, regardless of your political, thank God, affiliation, regardless of your social standing, regardless of your religion, there will come to all of us.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It does come. It's an appointment.
Yes, sir.
And it does come.
Amen.
So, here is Jairus, and this sickness of this daughter that is at the point of death drives him to the feet of Jesus. Who'd ever thought that the ruler of the synagogue would ever find himself at the feet, thank God, of the Nazarene? Amen. But oh, there's a daughter that's coming to hell that needs somebody to touch her. And beyond what the physicians can do, and beyond, thank God, what the other members, thank God, of the Pharisees, Sadducees, Sanhedrin can do, he needs help from the Lord. Amen.
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 Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Tell you what, you get desperate enough.
Oh, yeah. Tell it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You won't let anybody keep you
Amen.
From getting to Jesus.
Amen. I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't let his position, thank God, keep him. He kept going after, thank God. And so did this woman in the story that we read about with the issue of blood. You get desperate enough, you'll press through the crowd. Hey, thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes.
I remember telling God many a time, Thank God, forgive me. Thank God, I was self-righteous, so self-righteous. I can remember telling God, Lord, looking around at the congregation, Lord, if this crowd goes to heaven, I won't have any problem. I'm as upright and moral as they are. I've grown up in church. I've done all these things. But that night when I see myself as chief of sinners, that night when I see myself, I'm going down to the flames of hell. Cursed and condemned under God's holy law. I'm telling you, it didn't matter who was sitting where, or standing where, or who was in the church that night. It didn't matter. I had to get to Him. I must have a Savior. I must have relief. I must, pray God, fire Him, praise Him, out of my life. Amen. I must get my sins forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No matter to me how it is living or not living.
Amen.
What they're saying or not saying, doing or not doing.
Yes.
I had to get to Him.
Yes, sir.
This is Jairus. And he says, at the feet of Jesus, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. So his daughter's at the point of death, but Jairus is at the point of fear. Amen.
Amen.
Fear because of her. Amen. The greatest fear will be experienced as he and Jesus head toward the house.
Amen. Yes,
Jesus says to him, okay, I'll go with you. And they head to Jairus' house to touch that sick daughter at age 12. Amen. Can I say, as they go towards that his house, the Bible said there's a great crowd that's thronging him. They are pressing up against him. They are rubbing shoulders and elbows with him. Amen.
Amen.
And as they go on that way, then here is this woman with an issue of blood that comes in that crowd.
Yeah.
She has had this issue of blood for 12 years. Mark doesn't say it. Maybe Luke says it. She spent all she had. The Bible said she suffered many things in Mark's gospel in many positions.
Amen.
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 Remember, they said, I think this will work. Why don't we try this? Amen.
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 I think she could have finally said, you are all practicing physicians.
That's right.
Yes,
exactly.
Amen. That's exactly right. And they practice on you and me, too.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they make you think they know what they're doing, but most of the time they just practice.
Amen.
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 You heard of a guinea pig?
Yeah.
That's what they use us as sometimes. Practicing physicians.
Amen.
And so she had spent all she had. The Bible said she didn't get better, she got worse.
Amen.
But somehow she's heard of Jesus. She's heard of what He's done for others. And she comes, thank God, and to touch His garment. Luke says the hem of His garment, amen, the border of His garment, preached on that Monday night. Hey, God, oh my, touch the wings of His garment, for He shall arise with healing in His wings.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And she says, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, the border of His garment, if I can just touch His clothes, I don't have to touch Him, just His clothes. I'll be made whole. So she has to work her way through the crowd. She finally gets to Jesus and she touches Him. Thank God. And the Bible said she felt immediately.
Amen.
Well, the Bible said it did happen. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It is an immediate thing, just like the nobleman's son.
Amen.
Thank God. Oh, my, the miraculous miracle happened. The virtue went out, and she felt in her body. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Somebody said there's no feeling to it. You should say, as far as you know, there's
Amen.
No feeling to it.
Amen.
Amen. And we are not saved by feelings, but I want to tell you, once faith touches you, thank God. Amen. Woo-wee. Thank God. Once the sinner repents and believes, and once the intercession is made from the sinner, thank God, to the throne, and the answer comes by, His Spirit does bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, said, "Who touched my clothes?" Peter and the other disciples said, "Lord, there's a crowd thronging you. There's a crowd pressing you. There's a crowd, thank God, that many are touching you." He said, "But somebody's touched me. Nobody else has touched me." Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Somebody just didn't rub elbows or shoulders with me or bump up against me. Somebody just didn't throng me or press against me. Somebody of my faith has touched me. Amen.
Amen.
And yet her and Jesus in the crowd was the only one that knew that he had touched her and she had touched him and that she had been made whole.
Yes.
Yes. That's the way it is.
Yes.
In salvation, it's you and him. Thank God, it's him and you. Thank God, he'll know it. He'll know it. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes.
You don't have to ask the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist. Thank God. Oh, the soul winner. You don't have to ask the neighbor, somebody across the room, and if that husband or wife, mom or dad, if that happens, you know it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
yes, that's right, preacher.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He looked round about, and she, knowing that it was her, and she was fearing and trembling. The reason she's fearing and trembling because she's not supposed to be in this crowd.
Right.
She's got this issue of blood, and with that issue of blood, she's unclean.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to be around anybody.
Amen.
Is anybody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
She's around the crowd, and she has touched the clothes of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
But I'm glad her defilement didn't defile him.
Amen.
Oh, my. But when in her and her defilement touched the, thank God, the darling Savior, thank God, she was made whole.
Amen.
She became undefiled. I'm like, oh, I don't know how many sinners, thank God, have trusted him to be saved. I'm telling you, your sins tonight, I won't defile him. Hallelujah. If you touch him tonight with your defilement, you'll not make him unholy, but he'll make you holy. Thank God, you'll not make him dirty, but he'll make you clean tonight. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless his name.
Thank God he can.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And she fell down and said, "It's me," and told what had been her experience. I think it was all purposeful.
Amen.
Providential.
Oh,
yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by the way, verse 34, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace, and be whole of the plague." Did she need that to be made whole of the plague? Oh my. She's already healed, the Bible said. But he is giving her his word of assurance. She felt. But now she gets the confirmation from his mouth, from his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell me what you felt. But after you tell me what you felt, let's look in the book and see if the Word of God, and God backs it up, agrees with it, and says that's the way it is.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is anybody listening to me tonight? I'll tell you, in the days to come, thank God, when you don't feel as good as you felt the night you got saved, when you, thank God, have doubts and are assailed, thank God, by Satan and your own mind, you go back to what that good book said.
Amen.
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 And it'll sustain you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He's giving her assurance.
Amen.
From His Word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. That's how we examine ourselves, see if we're in the faith. Thank God, examine ourselves, see, thank God, if we are reprobates, as we take the Word of God and look at it, amen, and examine it. We take those Pauline epistles, thank God, and examine if this is how we got in the body of Christ. Is this our emotional, our intellectual, thank God, our experience that we had? Does the Word of God confirm it, amen? Does it back it up, amen? Does it cause the joy of hell and a ring? Does it give us assurance? Hey, are y'all hearing me? Does it establish us? Oh, are you hearing me tonight? Oh,
yes.
Sure it does, if it's real.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And hers is real.
Yes.
No sooner had she testified about what had happened to her than one of the servants from Jairus' house came to him and said, "Your daughter's dead."
Yeah. Amen.
Your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And here is where Jairus is at the point of fear. Amen? Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Now, great success it seems that Jairus has in convincing Jesus to come to his house and lay his hand upon his daughter. Oh, great fellowship they have as they walk together toward that house.
Amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
But oh, what a change takes place when this servant says, "Thank God, she's dead. Thank God, no need of him coming now. Why don't you turn him loose? Why don't you let him go? Why don't you tell him just to be on his way? Thank God, why don't you come on down here and let's start making plans up for the funeral? It's over with. Forget it."
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Is anybody listening tonight?
Amen.
Jairus is at the point of fear.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus, no doubt, puts his arm around him. And I think he says, "Do you see what happened to that woman? That for 12 years nobody could heal her, but as soon as she touched the hem of my garment, she was made whole. And you've got a 12-year-old daughter, and she's not dead, but she's asleep. And we'll go wake her." In other words, if I can heal this woman with an issue of blood for 12 years, I can heal that daughter of yours.
Amen.
Amen. That is of 12 years old. Are you hearing me tonight? And he says to him, "Hey God, be not afraid, only believe." Amen. Luke 8, I said Luke 9, it's Luke 8 and verse number 50. "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." How many of us, hey God, have Jesus, we feel like walking beside us, or we're walking beside Him, and we've got an answer to a prayer, or we've got a promise that He's going to do something for us. But before, hey God, the miracle can take place, before the transaction can be completed, things get worse, things look impossible, things seem to get completely out of hand and cannot be done. But Jesus said, "Fear not." Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Fear not.
Amen.
Bless His name.
Amen.
I wish I could tell you since I've been saved, I've never feared. But I have. Because when I looked at the situation or when I got a word, thank God, or a message about what had took place. Thank God, I said, that's it. It's over with. He was going to do something, but it's too late now. He cannot do anything.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
I really don't understand. While I had him on the way, thank God, to make the situation better, it got worse, and now it's impossible. Oh, my.
Amen.
But I hear him say, fear not.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That must have been Ruth. Amen. Oh my. Down yonder in chapter 3. She must have been afraid. She must have been fearful. She must have been wondering, was he ever going to wake up? Because she laid there till midnight at his feet. She must have been fearful, saying, I wonder if what Naomi instructed me to do is really the right thing. Did she tell me right that I ought to just lay at his feet until he told me what to do? Did she instruct me right? But oh, when the midnight rolled around and he turned himself and said, who art thou? And she said, I'm Ruth, thy handmaiden. Thank God, would you spread your skirt over me? For thou art a near kinsman unto me. Thank God, he said, fear not. You've been afraid up till now, but don't you be afraid. Woo! He didn't turn on no light. He didn't light no candle or no lamp. He just said, fear not. And that's enough. Amen. His word is a light in the darkness. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Woo! Thank God, in the midnight hour, in the hour of storm, in the hour of trouble, I come to hear him say, fear not.
Hallelujah.
Fear not. It is I. Be not afraid. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Don't worry about the storm. Don't lay it to us. Thank God, the circumstance and the situation of life look to make you feel like it's all hopeless. I'm working it all out for my glory and for your good.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And he went on down to the house. Told all them that was at the house. Of course, they were professional, hired mourners. They would sing and weep for money. Amen. Hallelujah. We still got some of them to go around the Baptist churches.
Amen.
That's about what it is.
Yes, sir.
It is mourning, weeping, and singing. Hallelujah. And it's a dead, I'm telling you.
Amen.
It's a dead thing.
Amen.
Anybody listening?
Amen. Amen, brother. The truth. It's true, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir. It is, brother.
It's a sad day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
No joy.
Amen. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
And they call some of that Southern gospel. I'm ashamed that they even call it Southern. I'm ashamed to be in the South.
Amen.
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 Enough of that. Good thing it's Friday night.
Damn,
bro.
No. I'll make you this ado and weep. She's not dead. She sleeps. And then they went from mourning and carrying on, taking on, to laughing and scorning.
Amen.
Put them all out, took Peter, James, and John, Jairus and his wife, and went into that room where that little girl was.
Amen.
And took her by the hand and said, Talitha Kumai.
Yes, sir.
Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
Amen.
And you know what happened, don't you? She arose.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jairus is at the point of fear, but Jesus said, don't be afraid. Jesus said, fear not.
Jesus said, in despite of what you have heard or been told to you, or the circumstance that permits itself.
Amen. I'm still going to do what I say.
Yes.
And death can't stop me from doing
Amen.
What I'm going to do.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing?
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. She arose, she walked. He said, now give her something to eat. And they did.
Amen.
Jairus, who was at the point of fear, found that what Jesus said was true and he didn't have to be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
And neither do we tonight.
Amen.
One disclaimer. Verse 41, he took the damsel by the hand and said, Talitha. It's a mixture of that Syrian other language that Jesus often used. Amen.
Yes,
sir. And I am not speaking in tongues. I am just reading what the Bible says. Preached from this text one time. I think the fellow was wanting to, I don't know what he was wanting to. He went and told somebody, he said, well, I heard Brother Pays that he's speaking in tongues, man. Not speaking in tongues or with tongues. Amen. Just reading to you what this scripture said. And I wonder tonight, are you at that point?
Are you at that point of
fear? Are you at that point of faith? Are you at that point of faith? Jairus, don't be afraid. Believe me.
Amen.
Fear not. Believe me.
Yes.
You can take him at his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And he had Christ's assurance and the testimony of this woman with an issue of blood to confirm.
Yes, sir.
What Jesus was telling
us. That's right.
What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Let's stand tonight. If you need to use the altar for any reason, the Lord spoke to you, feel the burden or the need of prayer. Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Are you saved tonight? Are you unsaved? Are you where you need to be with the Lord? Have you been walking along the pathway with Christ and thought everything was going your way, and all of a sudden some news has come that has discouraged and distracted and distraught, brought distraught into your life, even brought fear? Just go ahead and believe him tonight. Just go ahead and keep walking with him down to the house tonight. Just go ahead and keep following him. Just go ahead and keep listening to what he said. Just go ahead and keep trusting his word tonight. And he will bring it to pass. At that point tonight, or you have that place.
A cripple starts walking, a blind man can't see, a leper is cleansed, a captive set free, a woman is rejoicing. For her son did not die. All these things happen when Jesus passed by. King became my Savior. Now His riches are mine. I became God's child when Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by. Gone were all the heartaches, the trouble. Reach out and touch Him, and He'll hear your cry. Then you'll know something happened when Jesus passed by. Just reach out and touch Him.